Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm excited to share with you this week something that has literally been changing my life. Today, I'm going to share with you the power of feeding your mind only positive stuff. I'm going to talk about the Essential Entrepreneur's Success Diet. Remove negativity and achieve more, and the results that I've achieved in just the last couple months have been nothing short of breathtaking. I also have a confession to make. So we're going to take a quick brief time out here. After this brief message, I'm going to make a confession and then share with you the results that I have received and benefited from. And I'm telling you, they've even surprised me. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with this week's very important show.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects, and those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then no hassle social media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No hassle social media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
All right, we're back. You know, this is the time of year. We're still in early January as I'm recording this show. And so, you know, everybody's making New Year's resolutions, talking about everything from dieting and exercise to working less, reading more. You know, the reason that the vast majority of New Year's resolutions don't stick is that people give up on them long before the desired resolution becomes a habit or a regular part of their lives. Dr. Maxwell Maltz, author of the best-selling book Psycho-Cybernetic, explains that in order to form a habit, we simply need to devote 15 minutes a day to the formation of that habit and do this faithfully for 21 days. By the fourth week, it should actually be harder not to engage in the new behavior than it would be to continue doing it. This applies to any kind of habit, whether it's a physical practice or a perception such as your self-image. You know, it also helps to establish the habit if this behavior, such as jogging, is actually performed the same way every day, even the same time every day. Now, I can attest to the effectiveness of this strategy because, you know, I've worked really hard the last few years to try and eliminate caffeine and sugar as a regular part of my diet. Neither was easy to do, which is a gigantic understatement. I mean, you know, so much time has gone by now that in some cases I actually have a distaste for some caffeine products. And while I still struggle mightily with sugar, especially around the holidays, they're torture with cookies and like, you know, I've actually learned to curb that. And so that's actually a work in progress, but that's just one of the things. Let me talk to you about the Entrepreneur's Essential Success Diet. You know, so I've told you how to succeed with a resolution, and this can go way beyond caffeine and sugar. In fact, I believe it's essential for an entrepreneur to be successful so that they rid themselves of something else in 2013. That something else is negativity. Negativity is a poison to the mindset of an entrepreneur who wants to grow and flourish and develop a bigger, more successful, profitable business. Now, you've probably heard the expression, what we think about expands. Well, that is true. And if you're addicted to news in all kinds of media, like I was, you are feeding your mind negative garbage that cannot help you succeed. It not only won't help you, it will actually hold you back. You know, being an entrepreneur is risky. We all take risks every day, launching new products, new services. It's all risky. Dreaming up new ways to provide more value to our customers is nearly impossible in a mind that is filled and consumed with negativity, doom and gloom, and despair, and oh no, what's going to happen next? If you want to grow and succeed in 2013, it is imperative that you break the cycle of television, radio, newspapers, talk radio, even some magazines. You must come clean with yourself just as I did. So here's my confession. Hello, my name is Jim, and I was a news and information junkie. There, I said it. But I broke my addiction. I broke my addiction 1 a.m., the night of the election, just this past November. I spent the better part of this past year, 2012, under the misguided guise, I would say, of trying to stay informed and trying to stay educated as to what's going on. I became just glued to all kinds of media, from websites to talk radio to different types of cable news and things like that. And the more I got into it, the more I became addicted to it. Oh, I got to see what this person says about that. What's going to happen here? What's these two fighting about? And it just became such an addiction. And so actually, I recognized on election night, I said, this has to stop. I mean, good grief. And when I swore it off, I went cold turkey. I mean, I didn't even try and taper off. I remembered, I actually remembered thinking of my grandfather, who probably about, how old am I now? Probably about 30 years ago, both my grandmom and grandpop smoked cigarettes all their life. And one day when my grandmom was diagnosed with lung cancer, my grandfather went home from the hospital and he threw every cigarette carton out. And he quit cold turkey after like smoking for 50 years. And I thought, if he can do that with cigarettes, I can certainly do it with news and negative media. So I'm telling you, and this is the God's honest truth, since election night, November, 4th of 2012, I have not listened to any talk radio. I haven't been on any cable news, none ever. I don't even watch morning news shows, Good Morning America Today. I don't watch them. I specifically time my walk with Toby to be 7 a.m., so I'm not even tempted, but I have actually outgrown it. And when I fast forward to today, which is December, January, it's over 2 months. It's about 2.5 months. I cannot believe how much better I feel. I mean, just like when I swore off sugar and caffeine, I am way past the 21-day mark, but my mindset has adjusted. I no longer reach for the remote. Even when I travel, this is how much of a habit it is. Even when I was traveling, when I get into a hotel room, I usually turn the TV on and put on Fox News or CNN or something and just see what's going on. And I actually, I was traveling in early December and I caught myself doing that and I didn't do it. I either left the TV off or I put on something else, whether it was an old, like TV Land or something. Just if I wanted to have distracting noise or something, I would just put on something like that. But I'm here to tell you folks that 2.5 months later, I feel so much better. I'm positive. All I focus on is my faith, my family, my business, and I can't tell you how much better I feel. The fact is, no, my head is not in the sand, not even by a long shot. I mean, you cannot escape the news. For instance, if I go to the gym, there's TVs playing news. If I'm walking in the airport, you see CNN. You come across a website, even a simple one like Comcast or something, you catch a couple of headlines. I don't click through and I don't like read stories or things like that, but I know what's going on. It's impossible not to know generally what's going on. But I have focused for the last 2.5 months on nothing but really building my business and being positive and launching new programs. And as I'm writing this, why am I sharing this with you? I'll tell you why I'm sharing this with you on this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, because I want you to break the cycle of negativity, break the cycle of doom and gloom and what is happening. You know, there's only so much you can control. There really is. I mean, you can cast your vote, and then you really have to focus on your life, your business, your family, your faith. Focus on the things that you can control and things where you can make a difference. When I look back, to be honest with you, about all the time I spent watching cable news and different things, I'm really disgusted with myself, and I feel bad. But you know what? There's learning, and there are lessons to be learned. I've learned my lesson. I am a 100% cold turkey out of the negativity business, and I'm 100% focusing on positive things. And I'd like to encourage you to do the same. If you're watching any amount of news, it's just negative. You get talking heads shouting at each other, and it's just not good. Break the cycle. Go cold turkey. You can do it. If I can do it, and if I can even say no to a cupcake or a cookie, which is a little hard, but if I can do that, folks, you can do it too. I not only take great strides to do this, I'm also surrounding myself with positive, forward-thinking people. I'm paying close attention so that I can limit anything or anyone around me that is unduly negative and keeps me from moving forward. This is not selfish, it is smart, and it's necessary to move my business and my life forward. So folks, I'm going to leave this show, this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, with a challenge. If you agree with me that entrepreneurs and small business owners are truly the backbone of this economy, and they are going to be the engine that's going to get this country back on track, then it's essential that we as entrepreneurs focus on positive things and we help each other and, you know, we buff each other up. So I want you to get off the news cycle, get off the negativity, pass this on. I'm specifically keeping this episode short. It's right now it's probably going to be about 12-13 minutes, so that's pretty good. Pass it on to other entrepreneurs that you know, and let's all make a commitment to get out of the negativity. All right. That wraps up this week's episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.